the siding.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed? My friend out here.
Porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof? Do you have a...
What do you call that? The stoop?
Mm-hmm. That's what I call it. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
That's called a cow pen, I believe.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones? People don't build those in this area, do they, or do they?
No, they do not.
This questionnaire is designed to be used all over the state, and they use those things in North Georgia, so that's why it's on the, on the sheet. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
Keg.
Okay. And what do you call one that's slightly smaller than a keg that has a handle across the top?
Pail.
And would you call it the same thing if it were made out of metal?
Yes, I believe you would.
Have you ever heard the word piggin to mean a pail? I think that's a northern term, too. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Spigot.
And what would you call the same kind of thing on a barrel that you turn?
Spigot also.
And what about the same kind of thing out in the yard that you attach a hose to?
Spigot.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
A paper bag.
Okay. And what would you call a large bag that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
Burlap.
Okay. Have you, are you familiar with other terms for this kind of bag besides the burlap bag?
Yes. A lot of people call them the croaker bag.
Croaker bag. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth like this and blow on?
Harp.
And what about one that's shaped like this and put it up to your mouth and hit it like that?
Oh, I forgot the name. I forgot the name of that one.
Some people call these a French harp or a Jew's harp.
Maybe so.
Uh-huh.
Jew's harp.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other, and they go up and down?
Does it go around?
Well, now, that's going to be my next question. The one that doesn't go around, it just goes up and down.
Seesaw.
Okay. And now, what about one that does go around?
That's... Flying Jenny.
Okay. Did you used to play on one of those when you were a child?
Yes, I did.
And how were those constructed?
Well, they were made with, you know, with something in the center that held it tight,
mm-hmm.
and you would go around. Then I used to jump springboard a lot too.
Well, now what's the springboard?
Springboard is